You are listening to Daily Devotions with Pastor Robert Marsbach. We believe that these devotions will encourage and strengthen you. So tune in, connect, and be blessed. For any more information, please visit us online at lifechurchuk.org.
Welcome to Life Devotions. Thank you for joining me today. Deny the Son, deny the Father is the title of this devotion. It's right here in 1 John chapter 2, verse 23. Whoever denies the Son does not have the Father either. He who acknowledges the Son has the Father also. And I know that this is perhaps in some ways belaboring indeed these devotions, but I feel these thoughts are vital for us in the day in which we're living, because most of the epistles were written by Paul, by Peter, by John the Beloved here, James and Jude and so forth. They were written because they were needing to keep the church online and not allow it to be blown off course by the winds of doctrine that came in those days that are as forceful, these winds today. These forces, they come and distract us from the simplicity that is in Christ. Like Paul would say to the Corinthians, I'm afraid for you that even as Eve was beguiled by the serpent, so your minds have been corrupted from the simplicity that's in Christ. You see, if we do not abide in Christ and live in the conscious knowledge of Him day and night as He dwells with us and in us by His Holy Spirit, we will be drifting off course, even with the good doctrines of the Scripture. The doctrines themselves are not sufficient to keep you without blame before the Father. You need the personal indwelling life of the Son to live holy before God, because He is our life. He is the knowledge of the Father. Without the Son, we don't have the Father also. He who denies the Son denies the Father. Think about one of the greatest churches in the early days was the Church of Ephesus. Paul is one of the great pastors, Timothy, John the Beloved, Mary the mother of Jesus lived and died there. It was one of the most influential churches in those days. In the book of Acts chapter 20, the leaders of the Church of Ephesus came to meet Paul as he was on his way to Jerusalem for the day of Pentecost and spoke to them in Miletus. And we have chapter 20, and Paul warns the leaders of the Church of Ephesus that after his departure, there will come some among them who will not spare the flock, because they're like wolves. They're more interested in man's recognition and man's honor than in the glory of God being revealed in man. They're seeking their glory instead of God to be glorified. And they will not spare the flock as they draw man behind themselves. They're looking for their own ministries and not that of Christ. And Paul warns them that this would happen. And out of all the churches Jesus warned in the book of Revelations, it was the church of Ephesus saying, you have departed from your first love, and unless you repent and return to me, you will lose your divine influence. You see, friends, you can have many attributes of spiritual blessing, but you have to have the Son. He has to be first and foremost. You have to have Christ, for there is no other foundation that any man can lay than that which is laid, which is Christ alone, 1 Corinthians 3, verse 10. And any man building on that foundation of Christ must be aware how he builds upon it, because each work will be tested by fire. There are days when the fires of tribulation and trials come over the church. There are days when demonic attack comes over the church. There are days when the deception in the world becomes so forceful that nobody can hide from it. And there is only one spirit that is able to cause you to live safe from that force of deception. And it's the spirit of truth that is in Jesus, who is the truth. Friends, there is no other way for us to dwell in this hour and in this day, but dwell in the knowledge of the Father through the Son. It is only as we acknowledge the Son that we can recognize the Father. He is the perfect imprint of the invisible God. He is the perfect embodiment of not only who God is, but whom He has made us to be in Him. He has made us new creations in Christ to live as sons and daughters in perfect harmony with the Heavenly Father through His indwelling life, the life of His Son, the power through the Holy Spirit. Friends, it is essential in the days in which we are living that we acknowledge the Father and we acknowledge the Son. We cannot drift aside from it. We cannot be indifferent to it. We cannot get entertained by the many other voices out there proclaiming a gospel that isn't the gospel. Friends, there is only one gospel, one good news that the Father has given, and that is the good news of His Son. The Apostle Paul writes to the Galatian church, if I could just take you there for a moment. And he says in Galatians chapter 1, I make known to you, verse 11, brethren, that the gospel which was preached by me is not according to man, for I neither received it from man, nor was I taught it, but it, the gospel, came through the revelation of Jesus Christ. Again, I make known to you, brethren, that the gospel which was preached by me is not according to man, for I neither received it from man, nor was I taught it, but it came through the revelation of Jesus Christ. For you have heard of my former conduct in Judaism, how I persecuted the church of God beyond measure and tried to destroy it. And I advanced in Judaism beyond many of my contemporaries in my own nation, being more exceedingly zealous for the traditions of my fathers. But when it pleased God, who separated me from my mother's womb and called me through His grace to reveal His Son in me, that I might preach Him among the Gentiles, I did not immediately confer with flesh and blood, nor did I go up to Jerusalem to those who were apostles before me, but I went to Arabia and returned again to Damascus. So on and on and on. He says in Acts chapter 20, Acts chapter 26, let's just go ahead and push this a bit. I feel we need to push it a bit. I feel the Holy Spirit compelling me how important it is for us to remain steadfast in acknowledging the Father and the Son, and how we need to live in that consistently today so that the spirit of deception, in whichever kind of influence, however innocent it may come across, is not able to distract us. We must, Hebrews 12, keep our eyes upon the author and finisher of our faith. We must look to Jesus. Look to Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Look to Jesus. Consider Jesus, it says in chapter 3 of the book of Hebrews. That word consider is a word used by astrologers, by which they considered the universe, and they meticulously, enduringly are looking into the universe to see the movements, however slight, and learn the constellations and learn all these different things. It is a word that says, with penetrating gaze, do not lose your transfixion, your complete focus upon the Lord Jesus Christ. Do not be distracted away from Him, no matter what doctrine is coming along. How important. Paul says that when he saw the Lord Jesus, right, Jesus said to him, I am Jesus. In chapter 9, he says, I'm Jesus of Nazareth. And rise and stand on your feet. Listen now, verse 16 of Acts 26. For I've appeared to you for this purpose, to make you a minister and a witness both of the things which you have seen and of the things which I will yet reveal to you. I will deliver you from the Jewish people as well as from the Gentiles to whom I now send you. Listen now, to open their eyes. How do I know that my focus is staying steadfast upon the Lord Jesus Christ, that I acknowledge the Son and the Father, is because it opens the eyes of others to see what I see. Friends, if you truly are seeing the Lord God Almighty and His Son Jesus Christ, it should give light to anyone you connect with. He says to open their eyes in order to turn them from darkness to light and the power of Satan to God, that they may receive forgiveness of sins and an inheritance among those who are sanctified by faith in me. This is what Jesus said. Therefore, King Agrippa, I was not disobedient to the heavenly vision. Oh, friends, it is so important today that we are armed for the day in which we're living by the knowledge of the Father and the Son, that we are armed in our devotion, in our prayer life, in our fellowship with one another, that we are armed in the manifestation of the knowledge of the Father and the Son, that there is dominion and authority over the spirits of deception and darkness and lies and all the forces that would distract us. There's got to be that inner witness of the Lord where the Lord says, leave it. Follow me. You follow me. Leave it. You know, remember how when Jesus was risen, how he spoke to Peter. And he said, Peter, do you love me more than these? Looking at the miraculous fish they caught, 153 fish they had caught. And he said to Peter, do you love me more than these? And Peter said, yes, Lord. And he said, tend my lambs. Can I look it up? And we'll close there. Can I look it up? And we close there. It's here in John. Sign, verse 15 of chapter 21. When they had eaten breakfast, Jesus said to Simon, Simon, son of Jonah, do you love me more than these? You see, these fish they had just caught supernaturally. And he said to him, yes, Lord, you know that I love you. He said, feed my lambs. Consider those that are fragile in their faith and feed them with my love and my life. And he said to him again, a second time, Simon, son of Jonah, do you love me? And he said, yes, Lord, you know that I love you. And he said to him, tend my sheep. Feed the ones that are fragile in the faith. Feed those that are weary. Feed those that have stumbled and fallen. Never be indifferent to any precious soul that needs to receive my love, is what he's saying. Stay attentive to the needs of my precious people. And tend my sheep, watch over them. And then he said to him a third time, Simon, son of Jonah, do you love me? And Peter, being grieved, because he said to him the third time, do you love me? He said to him, Lord, you know all things. You know that I love you. And Jesus said to him, feed my sheep. You know, friends, you cannot keep the love of the Savior without it showing in your love and care for one another. We so need each other. We need to so feed each other with this love of the Savior. Feed means that there's something about you that people could taste and see the goodness of the Lord in the way that you are and react and act. It's so important today that we show our love for our Savior, our focus upon Him, that we acknowledge the Father and the Son, in what we are able to share with one another in our fellowship. And I'm not talking about trying to be a minister, trying to be some. No, it's just who you are. It's what you are. It's how you act, react, how you respond, how you serve, how you give, forgive, how you take no account of a suffered wrong, how you cover all things in love. There's just this heavenly food coming out of your nature. There's this tending, this keeping one another from stumbling and falling by not getting ticked off and so forth. There's this graciousness. There's this goodness. And that there is this feeding. He said it twice, feed, and once, tend. And you see, Peter, in verse 20, turned around and saw the disciple whom Jesus loved following, who also had leaned on his breast at the supper, and said to him, Lord, what is, and said, Lord, who is the one? Okay. And Peter, seeing John, said to Jesus, but Lord, what about this man? Right? And I just feel to close with that. John's time came at a different time into all that God was going to do with him. Right now, it was Peter's real visitation of the Lord Jesus to focus on Jesus. I think it is very important, dear friends, that you and I don't allow ourselves to be distracted by anything, but focus on Jesus. There's been men of God. I know nothing against him. I love them. But the Heavenly Father says, leave that to me. You follow me. Leave that to me. You follow me. Leave that. You follow me. You follow me. That's what Jesus said to him. If I will that he remain till I come, what is that to you? You follow me. You follow me. Right now, keep your focus on me. And this is where I want to close. I want to say to you, let your heart be wholly submitted and focused upon knowing the Father through the Son and acknowledging him. And you will be able to stay true to God and to Christ in the day in which the forces of Antichrist seem to act like they can do more than they ever could before. But I want you to know they are powerless ghosts. They will not be able to prevail against a church that is built on the revelation the Father gives of his Son, Matthew 16, 18, 19, 20. So do not be afraid in this day of adversity, but stay focused upon the Master. Let him lead and guide and strengthen and uphold you, and you will see he will carry you through the fire without being burned. He will bring you through the floods without being drowned. He will bring you to all that he's predestined you to, and not one of the good promises that he has for you will fail. Amen. Have a good day.